This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
I know this has been said before, but I really do believe it. It's the most human of all instruments. It encompasses the entire spectrum of what the human voice can do, from the deepest bass to the highest coloratura. It's capable of expressing, kind of empathizing with some of the deepest and, say, unexpressed emotions that people have. So it's one reason I felt that I could always speak through the cello, sometimes much better than I could speak verbally.
Alyssa Weilerstein fell in love with the cello almost 30 years ago. Her father was first violin in the Cleveland Quartet, her mother a noted pianist. They were away performing, and Alyssa was spending the weekend with her grandmother.
I had chicken pox, and she gave me a present, which was a string quartet of instruments. So it was two violins, a viola, and a cello. And the cello was made out of a cereal box, Rice Krispies, actually. And the end pin was made from an old green toothbrush, and the bow was a chopstick.
2 years later, Alyssa begged to take real cello lessons, and her star has been rising ever since. In 2000, she earned an Avery Fisher Career Grant, and in 2011, she won a MacArthur Foundation Fellowship. Now at age 31, Alyssa is realizing her childhood dream.
You know, by the time I had a real cello in my hand, I knew what the Dvorak Concerto sounded like, and I knew I wanted to play it. It was my ultimate dream to play it around the world to different audiences.
Alyssa has been playing the Dvorak Cello Concerto around the world, and she recently recorded it with Jiří Balalovic and the Czech Philharmonic.
They play so beautifully with such a warmth and depth. We did record in studio, but I actually was facing them the whole time so that I could really engage everyone, so we were really like it was playing chamber music. Their approach also, I think, is so lyrical, so vocal. Oftentimes the tendency of all of us cellists when we're playing the Dvorak is to say to go for a more muscular attitude, I think. Hearing them, you know, play these lush melodies in such a lyrical, gorgeous way, I think it definitely influenced me, I would say.
Taking a more lyrical approach makes perfect sense since the composer includes fragments of a beautiful song within the concerto. In fact, that song follows the concerto on this recording. Dvorak was secretly in love with his wife's sister, Alyssa explains, and this song titled Leave Me Alone was her favorite.
And it's so interesting to me because, you know, Dvorak had a different ending in mind when he was conceiving it at first, and then when he heard that Josephine, his sister-in-law, was dying, he completely changed the ending and had the cello really end having these fragments of a song while it's dying down. The concerto for me, you know, with that in mind, really kind of becomes a tone poem. You hear the hero enter, you hear him fight battles, you hear him go through, you know, sing love songs, and then you hear the hero's death ultimately. It ends on a flat line, the cello sort of ends on a sigh, and then when the orchestra takes over, it's as if the soul is leaving the body.
For this Dvorak recording, Alyssa chose pieces in which she really believes. Many, in fact, stem from her childhood, like Silent Woods, The Rondo, and the gorgeous arrangement of Going Home from Dvorak's Symphony No. 9.
It really made me very happy because ever since I was a kid, I mean, I think I listened to the New World Symphony, you know, daily when I was, you know, a small child. And so I always wanted to play the English horn so that I could play that solo. And so finally, I got my wish. I got to play that melody.
On her latest recording of cello works by Dvorak, Alyssa Weilerstein invites you to share in her childhood dream. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.